The following is an independent paid program. The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of WLVL, its management, or staff.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. Ask Michelle.
It's the Ask Michelle Show on WLVL. Call 433-1433.
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Michelle Show. You are listening to Ask the Pro on 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, and streaming online at WLVL.com. This is WLVL with Ask Michelle. You've got Stephanie Codd here today, and of course, Michelle Farina. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I have a little bit of a sore throat because I was yelling during the Buffalo Bills game yesterday, so excited. I was with my parents, and my mother was trying to take naps here and there. And she just kept waking up because I was screaming so excited. Go Bills.
Go Bills. Yeah, same here. My husband was very, very excited with yesterday's win, as was I. But it's always, he's always in a better mood when the Bills win. So
definitely.
It's a happier home,
yeah,
for
you
sure.
You eat better, you rest better, everything.
Absolutely. And we have someone else in studio today, too. We have Miss Gabrielle Dotterwick. Good morning,
yes.
Gabby.
Good morning, everyone.
Go Bills.
Call you Gabby?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you both for being here today. And, you know, before we get into Gabby and her role and what she does, I know Michelle wanted to just go over a couple of things. Firstly, let's just kind of recap what we've already talked about. If you're joining us for the first time, this is another Medicare Monday with the Ask Michelle Show. We talk about all things Medicare. We've gone over quite a few things the past two shows. So much. Who knew that there was so much to talk about with Medicare? Not me.
I'm sure you're too young, Stephanie.
But now I feel like I'm so equipped to help my grandparents, my parents, you know, myself. One day I'm going to need it eventually.
Absolutely.
So it's awesome.
I'm so glad that I've been able to be on the show because I think that we've never done anything like this. And I have to tell you, I love the fact that our listeners are actually calling in. So please do that today if you have questions. Annual enrollment is coming up. It's October 15th to December 7th. Mm-hmm. Many of you may have already received your plans in the mail. So it's called an ANOC, an annual notice of change, that all of you would be getting about your current plans. And if you have questions, I want you to know that I'm here. I just wanted to recap the fact that I am a broker. A broker is a person that works for you, for the client. I represent many insurance companies. And I want you to know that I have a system, a Medicare Finder program, that I can put all of your medicines in, your doctors, so that I can try and find the right plan that meets your needs. And I'm available to do this. I start my appointments. I'm going to be at the Dallas Association every Monday from 9 to 4 starting next Monday. I can't believe it already. I think it's October 4th.
I can't believe it's October either. Friday is October 1st.
I know. All through annual enrollment, I will be there. I also have an office. It's 10 minutes from Lockport, right up on Transit and 9904 Transit Road. So all the days that I'm not at the Dale, I'm working through Saturday. So Monday through Saturdays at 9904 Transit Road. It is less than 5 minutes from Niagara Produce, right up south up on Transit on the right hand side. Some of the things, Stephanie, I'm going to quiz you now.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
We talked about Medicare A and B. What is A for?
The A is your emergencies, like your hospital. Anytime there's an emergency, you need to go to the hospital and something like that. And then the B is the supplemental?
No.
Supplemental. I'm trying to think of the right word, but I know what it is.
Okay.
It's the extra stuff that you need on top of the hospital, like your outpatient.
Right.
Not the drugs.
Right.
But it's the things like getting an outpatient procedure, going to a doctor's appointment that's not for an emergency.
All of those. Right, yeah. Stephanie. And Part A is your inpatient hospital.
Right.
So not just emergency, but your inpatient hospital. So if you're admitted.
And what is your term for Part B? Because supplemental is not the right word, right?
No, Part C is what we talked about.
Okay.
You have to have hospital and medical A and B to get C. And last week we talked about Medicare Advantage plans. Now, I know a lot of people, and we had a question last week about this, you know, why do I have to pick up a Medicare Advantage plan?
Yeah.
There's a lot of additives to Medicare Advantage. They have to give you at least what Medicare gives you, but there's other things in addition, like they give you vision coverage, dental, gym coverage, over-the-counter items, and even some companies offer transportation. So we went over the Medicare A, B, C, Ds a little bit on D, but today we're going to delve into it, and that's why we have Gabrielle here with EPIC. Gabby, just before I go on with some other things, what does EPIC stand for?
EPIC is the Elderly Pharmaceutical Insurance Coverage. It is sponsored by New York State, and it's a secondary prescription coverage for your Medicare Part D plans.
Oh, I can't wait to dive into that one.
Yeah, me either. We were talking about EPIC this morning on the morning show, but we were talking about the other EPIC.
Yeah, well, that EPIC really has nothing to do with this EPIC, so she'll get into all that in a couple of minutes. But another thing that we talked briefly about, but this may be, I'm not giving anything ahead before October 1st, but it could be something that is coming up. Some companies offer a Medicare Part B buyback. What that means is, I'll just give you an example. A company might offer you, if you join that plan, they might give you $30 or $50 or $70 back in your Social Security checks every single month.
Wow.
So that could be quite a bit of money that can help people. You really have to let me help you with that to make sure that would be a plan that you would want to get into. Mm-hmm. Because being in that, you know, you're not going to get the exact same benefits. You might have a little bit higher co-payments because you're getting money back every month in your Social Security check. Mm-hmm. So we will definitely talk about that in my next adventure here in the future.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm there at the Dale every Monday from 9 to 4. I want you to write this down, listeners, because I'm also doing a Medicare 101. I'm really excited about this. It is at the Dale Association, September 30th. So it's this Thursday that I'm there. I think it's this Thursday, September 30th.
Oh, you know, Michelle, we've already got a call. I'm sorry to interrupt
please
you, but
do.
Would you like to take it?
Absolutely.
Good morning. You're on with Ask Michelle.
Good morning.
Oh, hello?
Good morning.
Oh, there you are.
We can't hear you.
Is this 433-0367?
No, it's 433-1433.
Oh, you reached the wrong number. You called WLVL. Thanks.
Sorry. Do you have a Medicare question? Okay. Well, anyway, sorry to interrupt.
No,
yes,
that's quite...
I think Thursday is September 30th. Right.
So I am going to be there doing a Medicare 101, talking about a couple of the changes with Medicare and how Medicare actually works, possibly for those people turning 65 or coming off of employer group coverage. And I also have a wonderful guest. His name is John McDonald from Harbortown Financial. He is actually my financial advisor, and he will be there as well.
Great. We're getting another call. Let's see if it's the right number this time. Good morning. You're on with Michelle Farina.
Hi. How are you doing this morning? I have a question about Medicare.
Okay. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, I'll be turning 65 in November. And I was just, you know, I was just thinking, I mean, I hear your show come on after in the morning there a couple of times.
Great.
So I was wondering, I get to the question here. When you pay your premium, like, okay, so I have Blue Cross Blue Shield and I have the G plan. Okay, and you have to pay a minimum, a premium like before they kick in and pay your bills, right? Like a $200.
Oh, okay, Paul. Are you disabled right now?
Yeah, I'm on disability.
Okay, so you're already on Medicare. Let me hear your question first. I think I have an answer for you. I think I know where you're going, Paul. But why don't you ask me the question?
The question I have two questions. One question is about the silver sneaker plan.
Mm-hmm.
Why they don't offer it for the G plan? You know, they only offer it for the
Medicare Advantage plans.
The Advantage plan, they don't offer it for the one that I have. I have the G plan,
right?
The supplement plan, they call it. Right. I don't know why they call it two different plans, supplement and Advantage. I don't know why they got two different names there.
I can tell you that.
Different guidelines for it. But anyway, let me get to the point is, the minimum that I have to pay is like for them, like for my cardiologist, they had to pay my premium before that they would cover her bill. So,
well, it's not a premium, it's a copay.
I don't know what it was. It's right around $220 some, whatever. So they ended up billing me a couple of different times through the year. And now it's down to like $75. Now, I'm supposed to pay this in because this is money that she cost out of her pocket. I mean, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, I'm getting a bill, and I haven't been to the cardiologist like in 3 months. And I'm like, well, what the heck? Why am I getting a bill now? I thought I paid all this. And is the payment continuously yearly? I mean, when I pay it now, am I all set forever, or I have to pay that every year?
Okay. I think you've...
New Year starts in,
Right, in January.
January.
Right, okay. Paul, I think I know what your situation is. You've got a lot of... it's kind of in a circle here, but if you go on a Medicare supplemental plans are secondary to Medicare. So you still have to pay your Part B portion, your $148.50 or whatever you're paying for your Part B right now, and then you pay a premium. So with Blue Cross, I think your premium for Blue Cross is $183 a month, something like that. And then you have a one-time per year $203 deductible, and that's for all your medical, Paul. So once you've reached your one-time $203 deductible per year, you should be covered for everything in full. Your doctors, your outpatient surgery, your hospitalizations, your cardiologist, all of that should be covered in full once you pay that. So if you're having a problem, you might want to call my number, 346-5600, and I can help assist you with that if you'd like me to take you on to be a your assistant for this, like a broker for you. And the other thing,
your number again?
Yes, 346-5600.
346-5600.
And Paul, the other thing is, maybe this is something that you and I should talk about, because you're also in a standalone drug plan along with that. Now, is all of that really necessary? Do you need that rich cover?
I've been switching around because I just recently had to go under my own insurance. I was under a family care through my significant other, ex-significant other.
Okay. And now you're on your own.
Now she dumped me.
I'm sorry to hear that. You know, Paul.
Do you believe that somebody would dump you after that long?
No, I'm sorry. But, you know, I'm here to help you. So why don't you give me a call, Paul, and we can talk about this. You brought up a really good point. There is a difference, and I'm not going to get into all of it because we've got so much to talk about today. But there is a difference.
You're going to have to line for me all day.
Well, if I could, I would. But
it's okay.
Medicare supplemental plans are different than Medicare Advantage. Advantage Medicare supplements. They pick up whatever Medicare doesn't cover, where Medicare Advantage plans are your primary insurance. They basically take over. So, Paul, give me a call, and I think, you know, I'd love to have you come to the deal. We'll sit down, and we'll have an appointment and review everything for you, okay?
Yeah, all right. I just throw in there just before you hang up, just to let you know. I was on Humana. I was trying to get at it. There's so many, takes so long sometimes talking. You ever realize how much you got to say just to say a point?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, caller. Oh, we have another caller.
Thanks, Paul. Take care. All righty.
Here we go. Good morning. You're on Ask Michelle.
Good morning.
Yes. I have a question. I keep getting a card in the mail that has to do with Medicare, and it says it's not government related.
Mm.
Is that a fraud or legit?
Okay. Well, it's not. What was your name?
Hazel.
Hi, Hazel. Thanks for calling. The cards that you're receiving in the mail, we talked about this last week, too. I don't know if you were on the, you know, listening last week, but you are going to get so much advertising. People, right, Gabby?
Oh, absolutely.
People want your business. They want you to enroll with them. So, Hazel, it makes it look like it's legitimate, like it's from Medicare. They might even use the same font, I think you call it. So just be careful with all of that. You know, if you're happy with your plan, don't do anything. I mean, if you're really happy, if you want to, you know, entertain the thought or talk to me about it, call me 346-5600 and we will go over everything just to make sure that you're in the right plan. And folks that are listening, Hazel, there's no cost for my services. I get reimbursed. I get actually compensated by the insurance companies. No matter what company you go with, we get paid the same amount. So I'm here to help you put your medications.
I've been satisfied with what I have, so
good.
I've been tearing the cards up and throwing them away.
That's what I would do. If you're happy with it, Hazel, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands and just throw them in the garbage. Don't do anything with it, okay?
I've been questioning this through my mind every time I get them.
Yeah.
I'm playing safe. I'm just
going
to throw it away.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, Hazel. Most of the time, Gabby, why don't you tune in on this one? Most of the time, Medicare will not send you anything or Social Security unless it says Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Is that correct?
Correct. Or Social Security.
Or Social Security. And if you get something from the insurance company that you're with, folks that are listening, and Hazel, you might want to open that up because that would be information.
Absolutely. And anyone listening that's already an Epic member, we're also sending out information to some of our members. So please open the mail and read it.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Hazel.
Thank you, Hazel. Wow.
Good.
Two calls back to back.
I love
it. Really good questions.
Okay. Great.
Oh boy. All right.
So really quickly, because there's so much more to talk about. I mean, I could talk about this for a couple of hours, but, you know, there's a few times here, so I want to make sure Gabby gets in. But on September 30th, I'm going to have John McDonald with me. And folks, he's going to be talking. We're going to be splitting our time there. It's probably an hour and 15 minutes. It starts at 10 o'clock at the Dale. And you can call the Dale Association to sign up for this event. What he's going to be talking about is lessening the burdens down the road for your loved ones, just to ensure that your wishes are carried out. It can help your executor, your beneficiary, avoid the stress and pain that it can give the family members if you do pass, you know, about your assets. It could be a guide to help you and your loved ones to handle things like your key contacts, your assets, financial responsibilities, your insurance, where your important documents are. If you become incapacitated, what do you want to do? How are you going to handle it? Your funeral arrangements. So basically, I call it, we're taking an inventory on our life. And John has helped me with this. And, you know, even though I'm only 62, you know, I'm younger, it's still important to have all
Absolutely.
This.
You know, so, Michelle, people can pass suddenly, and then beyond your loved one's grief, they're already in a grieving period. Now they have all these other things to deal with. Make it as easy for them as possible.
Exactly. So, folks, now we're going to kind of turn the page a little bit, and I'd like to talk about what Medicare Part D is. And Gabby, whenever you want to add anything in, please do.
You okay. Got it.
So Medicare Part D is that other portion. We talked about A, hospital, B, medical, C, Medicare Advantage plans, and now D. This is referred to as the drug coverage. Helps you pay for your prescriptions. Mm-hmm. It started back in 2006, January. Imagine you retiring, getting your Medicare, and then having nothing to help you for your prescription drugs. So I
as recently as 2006?
Yes, and it was under President, mm-hmm. I hope I'm right, President Bush.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks, Gabby. I passed that test. So even if you don't take medications, I want you to consider picking up that Medicare drug portion. It's optional. It's offered to all Medicare recipients. However, if you don't take it when you first are eligible and you do not have credible drug coverage, like from an employer, or veterans coverage, something like that, then you'll likely have to pay a late enrollment penalty, and that penalty never goes away. So this is the Part B portion. There's two ways to get it, Stephanie.
Okay.
And I know Gabby knows this. You could get it along with Medicare, original Medicare, A and B. So those people that do not want to go in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can pick up a standalone drug plan. Gabby, do you know how many standalone drug plans are out there in New York?
As of last year, I believe there were 28.
Wow.
For this upcoming open enrollment or annual enrollment, I haven't been trained yet on that one.
Oh, I know. We're still doing that.
It's coming up. It's coming up. We'll find out shortly.
So, folks, there's a lot of standalone drug plans to choose from. But there are also another way. Most of the Medicare Advantage plans have Part D drug coverage built in it.
Okay.
So it's really important.
So that's your Part C.
Your Part C
has Part D. Okay.
Good stuff.
Yes. All right. I'm learning.
She's got her alphabet soup going on.
Yes, exactly. So you want to take a look, or let me help you. Take a look at your medications. Make sure that they're all covered by the plan once you decide to enroll in that plan. All companies have different formularies. Gabby, can you tell us what a formulary is?
A formulary is a list of prescriptions or drugs that your company will cover.
Okay, great.
If it's not on that formulary, chances are your company will not cover it.
Good. So, and it changes every year.
Is it like, do you expect it to be long, or are they sometimes very short?
What, the formularies?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's hundreds and hundreds of prescriptions in the formularies. Also, all the plans that have drug coverage built in them have tiers. Tiers are a level that is set for co-payments.
Okay.
Gabby, do most drug plans have like five tiers with them?
I believe so, yes. You know, you've got your generics and then your preferred generics and then your brand name and your preferred brand name. And then you have, of course, that fifth tier, which is those high-level prescriptions that you take generally only when you're really, really, really sick.
Right, so, like maybe possibly your oral chemo drugs or MS medications, things like that. Okay, so there's actually five tiers. Now, with those tiers, the companies can set the co-payments at what they want. So a tier one are the most cost-effective generic. So they're the preferred generic. Some companies are a zero copay. Some could be $2, $4. Then tier two are other generic drugs, but are a little bit more costly, generic.
Okay.
And then tiers three through five are brand names. So they can set those co-payments the way they want.
All right.
Please really be aware of what those are, because it can change from year to year. And one company could be a tier four, much more costly, where another company for that same drug could be a tier three. So don't be Medicare-less, okay?
Oh, that's a good one,
Michelle.
Oh,
my gosh. I just came up with that one this morning. I'm so excited.
I love it.
But anyway, so that's why I'm here. You know, it's like when you're looking for a new car, right, Gabby? You can either go to all the different car dealerships and whatever you're looking for, or you can go to the auto show and see them all in one place. That's what I feel that I can do for people. Rather than going to each individual insurance company or calling them up and asking for information, I will connect the dots for you. And Gabby will with Epic. So I want to talk about the donut hole now that we are talking about Part D. Part D is a Medicare portion. Most Medicare Advantage plans have a coverage gap, or they call it a donut hole, referred by Medicare. This means that there's a limit to what they cover for the drugs. And this is the same with all Medicare Advantage plans. One company cannot offer you anything better than another company.
Okay.
So, Gabby, what was the 2021 offering for how much you're allowed to get per year in 2021? Do you remember?
I think it was like $4,000 and change.
Yeah.
But that's your what you pay out of pocket and what the insurance company also pays out of pocket.
Okay, right. So I have it written here. I just looked. $4,130. Good, good shot at that one, Gabby. For 2021. And that number, they give you a little bit more every year. I believe in 2022, the insurance companies are giving you $4,430 for 2022.
Okay.
Now, not everyone is going to have that amount of money. You know, they're not going to have that amount of drugs, prescriptions that they're going to hit it. But this is how it works. There's four stages. Stage one is called the deductible category. This is the amount that the person has to pay for before the insurance company is going to come in and help. So in 2021, it was $445. So if you're on a brand name drug that's $800, you may be responsible to pay the first $400 and something before you're going to get drug coverage at a co-payment.
Okay.
Stage two is the initial coverage. This, folks, is when you're just paying your co-payment for your prescriptions, whether it's $1, $2, or if it's a brand name drug, and you're paying $42 or $47. You are in the initial coverage until all of your drugs reach $4,130.
Wow.
If they do.
Yeah.
If you're on diabetic medication, Gabby, what are some other medicines? Heart medicines?
Heart medications, the MS medications.
Yep. You could very well hit that donut hole.
Yeah.
When you do, you go in the donut hole coverage gap, and now, folks, you're paying 25% of the cost of your medications out of your pocket. So let's say, I know, let's say you're on a medication that is $500 a month.
Uh-huh.
Plus other drugs,
uh-huh.
You are most likely going to hit that $4,100. When you do, you go in the gap and you've got to pay 25%. That could be $125 a month.
Oof.
You're in that hole until your drugs come out to $6,550. Yes.
And then you go like up the ladder?
Then your drugs go down after that,
okay.
After you hit that. They go to $3.70 or $9.20. But here's where Gabby comes in. So folks, before I, you know, go into anything more, I'd like Gabby to kind of, she said what Epic stands for, but Gabby, can you now tell us how you join and how Epic works with insurance companies, please?
Sure. Absolutely. So Epic is, like I said, a secondary coverage to Medicare Part D. So we can help fill some of those gaps of Medicare Part D, like the coverage gap.
Mm-hmm.
And we could possibly lower your copays even before you hit the coverage gap. It all depends. To qualify, there are some qualifications or what we call eligibility requirements for Epic.
Mm.
And you have to be 65 or older.
Can you be disabled?
No, unfortunately, for this program, has to be 65.
Okay.
And you have to be a New York State resident. So you have to live in New York State. Kind of makes sense if New York State's sponsoring it. You have to be a New York State resident.
Yeah.
All right. Then there's income guidelines. And a lot of people, when they think about Epic, they think of very, very low income. Several years ago, the state raised the income requirements. And it's if you're single, never married, widowed, divorced, that's considered single, you can have income of up to $75,000 per year.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
And if you're married, living together with your spouse, it's mm-hmm. up to $100,000 per year.
Okay.
And it's income only. We don't look at resources or assets.
Okay. So you don't look at, what if I have a 401k and I have $500,000 in it?
We do not look at the balance, but if you're taking money out of it, that would be considered income.
That's a good point. So yeah. A lot of people, when they're over 65 and retiring, they're on budgets. So a lot
Absolutely.
Of people could right. certainly be under those numbers, right?
Right. And the one thing about income, though, is we look at the year's previous income. So we wouldn't be looking at your 2021 income because you can't prove your current income, but you can prove your previous year.
Mm-hmm.
So we would be looking at your 2020 income. And you can apply at any time for EPIC. EPIC is not like Medicare where they're, only a certain time period where you can enroll. EPIC takes applications all the time because people turn 65 at different times
right.
of the year.
Okay.
And their situations also change.
Absolutely.
So if they're eligible for EPIC and they need to make a change with their insurance, how does that work?
So one of the great benefits of being an EPIC member, once you're an EPIC member, you are what Medicare calls entitled to a special enrollment period, or an SEP.
Okay.
Okay. Some more alphabet soup there. Which means if you are an EPIC member and you need to change your Medicare Part D plan, or maybe add one because maybe you didn't when you were first eligible, or something happened where you need to change it because maybe your meds aren't covered under the plan you picked, EPIC, you can make one-time change outside of that annual enrollment period, one time per calendar year.
Can you give me an example, like if someone had, or maybe I can give an example. What if somebody is really, really healthy, they're not on very many medications, and they are not on EPIC, and they can enroll at any time? That gives them a qualifying event to like change their insurance plan so they get a richer plan or
yeah absolutely
better?
they can change their insurance plan within the company they chose. Maybe they're on a zero premium plan, and like you know, Michelle, if you're on a zero premium plan, you may be paying a little higher copay for everything. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, your drugs could be a little higher copay, your medical could be higher. Now all of a sudden you had a catastrophic illness or something happens to you and you need a little bit better coverage. I mean, you're healthy right now, but you don't know what's going to happen during the year. So within EPIC, you can change your entire Medicare Advantage plan, to another Medicare Advantage plan within the company, or you could go outside of the company.
That's wonderful. So actually, people can make changes between October 15th and December 7th for January, but then if they need to make a change, so they kind of like have two changes per year, basically, if they need to do that,
Absolutely,
right?
Especially if they're an EPIC member.
Okay. So what happens if, can somebody be on, get extra help, like if they're a low income, they have lower income, maybe even less than $20,000 or something, can they also be on EPIC along with getting help from
Medicare?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And we strongly, strongly encourage anyone who qualifies for extra help or low income subsidy, whatever way you prefer to call it, also have EPIC. You can have both of them together because maybe your extra help doesn't help you with, EPIC could possibly help you with. Because another benefit of having EPIC is we help people pay for their Medicare Part D premiums every month. So depending on what your income is, we can help lower that Part D premium for you every month.
So Gabby, there's absolutely no downside in this because when I meet with people every day, all through the year, even my current customers that just want to see what's available and we enroll them in it, it helps everybody. Even if you're only on a couple generic drugs, so what? You're being proactive rather than reactive when you need it.
Exactly.
And is there a cost for EPIC?
Well, it all depends on your income.
Okay.
We have what we call the fee plan, and we have what we call the deductible plan.
Okay.
Now, for the fee plan, there is an annual fee that you would pay, and it's annual. It's not monthly.
Okay.
And we bill it in quarterly installments. So you don't have to pay it up all at once. If you can't afford it, that's fine. But the highest fee is $300 per person.
For a year.
For a year.
Wow.
Okay. And then the deductible plan, there is no upfront fee. It's okay. Virtually a no-cost program. And anyone who qualifies for Epic under the deductible plan, we wholeheartedly recommend that you be in it because it's there just in case something catastrophic happens to you. Right. And for some of the people that are in the deductible plan, we can help pay their Part D premium as well.
Absolutely. And I wanted to let our listeners know that Gabby and I will be at a couple different events. She'll be there to help you. And in my office and at the Dale Association, I have Epic forms. Please call me for them. You can also call Epic. I'll have her give that number in a minute. But if you have a pen and paper, we will be at the Lockport Dale Association Senior Center on October 7th from 9:30 to 11:30. And I think, Gabby, you'll be talking, won't you, during that event?
Usually Susan has me talk, yes.
Okay. And Susan Christian from the Office for the Aging will be holding, sponsoring the event. October 14th, those of you that could not be there in the morning, I'm going to be, as well as Gabby and Susan Christian, out at the Town Hall. It's out on Deisinger Road, and that's from 6 to 7:30. And if you're all the way in our friends in Lewiston or Sanborn area, at the Lewiston Senior Center, is that on Youngstown, Lockport Road, the Senior Center?
Oh, yeah. I think it's that in, what is it, Niagara? Is that up by on the lake?
It's in Lewiston, the Lewiston Senior Center. I'm sorry, folks.
That's
but
okay.
They're there from 10 to 12. And Gabby, what is the phone number for Epic?
Epic, you can call our helpline, which is 1-800-332-3742. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and you get a live person that answers the phone. So you don't have to press buttons or anything like that. Yeah, you get somebody that you can talk to.
We love that. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. Michelle.
So many Medicare advertisements, each promising all your Medicare needs. Who should you turn to?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina Agency. Ask Michelle.
Does your insurance plan cover your hospitals, your doctors, your medications?
Ask Michelle.
What Medicare plan can you afford? Do you need coverage out of state? When can you change your insurance plan?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina Agency.
I never get tired of that. She is so stinking cute. That is, of course, your granddaughter, Michaela.
That's right.
She is so cute. Such a good little star. She's going places.
Oh, she's so cute. She wanted to do this so bad when she heard the professional come into the studio. And she heard it. She's like, Nada, can I try to do it? And she is a cute little singer. Isn't that cute, Gabby?
Very cute.
So cute. Yes, you guys are listening to Ask Michelle, the Ask Michelle show here on WLVL, 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com with Michelle Farina today on another Medicare Monday, talking all things Medicare. If you have a question for Michelle, you can call in. The number is 433-1433. Michelle, we've got about 10 minutes left.
Great.
And Gabby, too. We are here with Gabby Dotterwick as well from Epic. Ladies, what else do you want to cover in the remaining time today?
Right. Well, there has been so much information, and Gabrielle is a wealth of information when it comes to the Epic program. So, Gabby, I wanted to kind of get back to a couple of other things. My father's a veteran. He does get prescription coverage through the VA. If a person is a veteran, are they allowed to be on Epic, or is it kind of double dipping?
Well, it's not really double dipping, but Epic only works with Medicare Part D plans.
Okay.
So VA is not considered a Part D plan, but of course it's creditable coverage, like you had mentioned prior.
What if my dad went in a Medicare Advantage plan because some of his prescriptions are really low cost, generic, but he gets his his lung medication and things like that through the VA because he only pays $9 through the VA. Mm-hmm. But if he's on a Medicare Advantage plan with Part D, then is he also allowed to be on Epic?
Absolutely. Okay. He could have the best of both worlds.
I know,
he could
really.
Have Medicare Part D, he could have Epic, and of course he could have the VA coverage.
Wow.
Okay. Great, great.
That's cool.
Gabby, are there any other really strong points? I mean, 2021, where we've been talking about how that works with it, but is there anything moving forward for 2022 that we can talk about a little bit with Epic?
Well, absolutely. For 2022, of course, the Epic program will be continuing forward. We will be continuing to help our members who qualify for what we call our direct Part D premium pay, like mm-hmm. I had mentioned. And that for 2022, we will help pay up to $42.43 per month towards their Medicare Part D plan. To qualify for that, though, if you're single, your income has to be $23,000 or less. Or if you're married, your income between you and your spouse would be $29,000 or less. And, of course, that's based on your 2020 income. The other thing I want to mention, we kind of touched on it a little bit, but Epic also, one of the best benefits of Epic is we can lower your co-pays. Once you're using your Epic benefit, you will never pay more than $20 for your prescriptions.
And is that per month, $20?
It's whatever the Part D plan, we follow the Part D plan's formulary and their policies and procedures. So if you are allowed a 90-day supply, we'll wrap around that 90-day co-pay. And again, it could be no more than $20. It could be as little as $3, depending.
It's a huge cost savings. And, you know, you brought up a really good point about that $42.43. Folks, let's say your income is enough where you do get assistance for your Part D plan or your Medicare Advantage plan. Let's say you're in a plan that is $65 or $58 or whatever that is, and you will get $42.43 off of that plan, or it depends?
It depends. It depends on if you're in a Medicare Advantage, that premium is part medical and part prescription. So you would have to find out what the Part D portion of that premium is.
Okay.
And Epic will pay up to the $42.43. So if it's $40, Epic's going to pay $40 of that $65 towards your, you know, Part D portion.
Okay.
If it's over the $42.43, mm-hmm. you will be responsible
for
the additional, but, you know, Epic will pay up to that amount.
And I can help people with that because I know those numbers, folks.
Yes, she does.
I know what goes toward medical and what goes toward drugs. So when we start to zoom in to figure out what's the best plan for you, then I can help you with all of that. I can actually help you apply for Epic. I can help you apply for Medicare when you're new to Medicare. It just is endless. There's so much. I'm not saying there's so much I can do, but as a broker, there are other wonderful brokers out there as well. But I can do so much to help you where you don't have to take that anxiety on for the new year as what you're going to do moving forward. I just want to be there for you to help you. And please feel free to call me 346-5600. I also, folks, have a website. It is michellefarinaagency.com. When you put that up in that top bar, michellefarinaagency.com, it tells you all the things that I can help you with. And I can also send you my calendar. So if you want to put an appointment in there, I have dates and times, or just call me. I'm here for you all throughout open enrollment. Or annual enrollment, I have to call it, right?
Yeah, I know. Open annual, you know, like again, that alphabet soup coming up.
Yeah,
on
so
us.
Much
OEP,
terminology.
AEP, SEP, LMNOP.
Yeah. Michelle, everything is so, so, so complicated. I feel like when I'm in that situation, you know, I would just call you and just be like, figure it out. Tell me what to do.
Tell my husband
which plan.
My mom and dad too. Actually, my mother and father have been so good this year. My dad's been on top of everything. He called his insurance company to find out what he and my mother's out-of-pocket costs have been for the whole year for medical. Because I said, Dad, let's see how many co-payments you have. Let's make sure you're in the right plan. He did all of that by calling the insurance company. But I'm also here to help people do that as well. But my dad, he's like, you're so busy. But I'm not. I'm not too busy to help my dad or any of you. I love what I do.
Yeah.
I just had a customer And I'm going to thank her. Gail Montadoro stopped in my office the other day and brought me some flowers. It was beautiful. Aww, it was so thoughtful of her. And so I just want to give a shout out and thank her for that.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing is that I'm here. It's annual enrollment. It is time to start making appointments.
It is.
I don't want to just be here filtering your brains with all of this. I want to help you sift or peel the onion with all of this as well.
Peel that onion, as you say.
Right.
Well, Michelle, you are so kind, so helpful. We have really enjoyed, you know, all of this information. And Gabby,
yes.
Thank you as well.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Is there anything else,
Gabby? A minute or two left. Yeah, anything else you guys want to cover?
You know, with Epic, again, you know, you add it to your Medicare Part D plan.
Right.
A lot of people think you can have either or.
Oh,
and
good point.
You can have both. You can have your Medicare Part D would be your primary plan and Epic would be your secondary. If you didn't qualify for it in the past, you might want to take a look at it again.
Good point.
And again, I can't stress enough, the deductible plan members, you're going to look at the Epic brochure and you're going to be like, I don't want to pay all that money. And in the deductible plan members, you don't pay anything up front.
I love
chip
that.
Away at it little by little by little every time you get prescriptions. And we take a little bit of money off the top of it.
Yeah, it's all good
to help you pay,
stuff.
In air quotes. So, yeah, it's Epic is like that onion.
Well,
you know, there's
you.
Many, many layers on that
right.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I want to let everyone know, if you enjoy these what do I call them, sessions, shows,
the show.
Please call me and let me know if you'd like me to continue, because there is so much more. Unfortunately, over the next couple of weeks, I will not be here for our Medicare Mondays, but I'm going to try to come in October. It might be on a different day, so please stay tuned for that, just to talk about all the new plans for 2022. Mm-hmm. I can talk about them after October 1st, so I will be back in to see everyone.
Yeah, no spoilers. No spoilers on the Medicare plans, apparently.
Right.
But yes, Michelle is going to take some time off because open enrollment starts next week, and she will just be so, so busy. But not too
Mondays.
Busy for appointments.
Right, Mondays at the Dale.
Right.
That's why I'm not here.
She will be Mondays at the Dale. But, you know, if you want to call her and make an appointment, she is open. She's ready to help you guys. 346-5600. Michelle, it's been such a pleasure. I hope we can maybe squeeze you in another time, maybe in October or November. We'd love to hear more about everything that's going on. I know this is such a rich subject. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And hello to all of my clients out there that I've taken care of over the last 25 years. So come and see me.
You do it. All right. Thank you guys for listening to Ask Michelle. We're taking a break, but maybe we'll be back. You are listening on WLVL 1340 AM 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This has been Stephanie Codd and Michelle Farina. Thank you for listening.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. Ask Michelle.
So many Medicare advertisements, each promising all your Medicare needs. Who should you turn to?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina Agency. Ask Michelle.
Does your insurance plan cover your hospitals, your doctors, your medications?
Ask Michelle.
What Medicare plan can you afford? Do you need coverage out of state? When can you change your insurance plan?
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency. Call 346-5600. The Michelle Farina.